Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 83. So here's something I realized recently that, you know, there's an insane amount of things that I don't know. You know, crazy, right? I don't know everything. It's crazy. And it led me to really recognize that in that light, I actually don't know what I don't know. I mean, how could I? How could I know what I don't know? You know, I don't know about, right? Following, it's led me to realize that the only way for me to come into my own completely and fully as a dude, as a person, as a human, and to come to understand what, you know, I might be good at, what I might be great at, what I might be passionate about, the only way to do that is to embrace a you don't know what you don't know mindset. And the result of that is then trying a lot of things, saying yes a lot more often. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode. It's a really simple idea, I think, but I found it to be really effective at minimizing you asking yourself the question of what if, you know, what if I might have been good at this, great at that, inspired by this thing. And that's something I talk a lot about, but this is kind of a fresh look at it. So definitely excited to talk about that in today's episode. Two quick things. One, pursuits. If you're not familiar, if this is the first time listening, you might know that I run a daily email newsletter called Pursuit. Has close to 170,000 subscribers at this point. It's really been insane lately, so I wanted to say thank you. I know a lot of you who listen to the podcast also subscribe to the email. It's a short email, daily self-help in my voice, short, no bullshit, that kind of thing. So if you're not subscribed, check it out, sign up. Of course, it's free, pursuit.com, PRSUIT.com. Just wanted to say thank you for all the support there. And also, quick nod to today's sponsor, also email related. I love email, frankly. To me, I think it's a very personal means of communication. It's easy. I don't get frustrated. Sometimes I get frustrated with like typing on my phone. It's there. I could just read it. And you know, it's a great way to start my day. But today's sponsor is The Points Guy. Brian Kelly, really cool, really chill guy, started The Points Guy like several years ago to help people understand how you can travel almost for free by understanding how to get the most out of credit card points, hotel, flight reward systems, all those different things. And really has shown me that it's amazing what you can do when you know this kind of stuff. So if you're into traveling, either maybe to like Miami for a weekend or somewhere more exotic like Europe or Asia for a longer trip, you should definitely check out The Points Guy. And all they're promoting in this episode is their newsletter. It's free. You can sign up for their newsletter and they basically hook you up with all the latest on amazing flight deals, hotel deals, credit card bonuses, pretty much everything in between. It's really great. So definitely something to check out if you're looking to travel more this year, see more of the world. So you can go to thepointsguy.com/mindset and sign up there. So getting into it, like I said, like life is a funny thing, right? I was thinking about this today, you know, just thinking about all of the random shit that I've done over the years, things that I've said, things I've seen. Life's just weird. You know, I've learned that in relation to all the things that you do, the habits you have, the things you like to do, the things you like to eat, the people you hang out with, whatever, in life, you don't know what you don't know. You know, how could you? There's so much cool stuff going on in life, so many things to discover, things to eat, things to see, things to learn about. It's really impossible. You know, it's really tough to be able to say, this is what I like, this is what I'm capable of, this is what I'm inspired by, and only these things. Because, you know, you only truly know once you tried something, once you tried more things. That's how it works, you know. And I can look back and think of so many things that I didn't know I liked, that I didn't know I was capable of until I tried. like I was thinking random examples, scrambled eggs, for example. I used to assume that I hated them because they don't always smell that great, but they taste amazing. I love scrambled eggs now, right? Or small talk, for example. I wrote down some really specific examples here. Small talk. I used to hate it. I used to think I'd be horrible at it, so I always avoided it. Small talk, I wasn't that guy. People are like, what is wrong with this guy? He's so quiet. But now I just think it's kind of like the funniest thing ever. I'm all about it, you know? Awkward small talk, like I'm a pro. Sign me up. I love it. I want to do it. You know, podcasting, though, for my podcast, I used to think that my voice would sound really stupid. I didn't think people would be receptive to it. Then again, after all, I am a 30-year-old dude whose voice cracks on the reg. But now, you know, I kind of like my voice. After a long day, I'll come home, I'll dim the lights, put on some candles, and throw the pod on and just listen to the soothing sounds of my own voice. Kidding. But, you know, those make my point here that you don't know what you don't know. And the only way to figure that out is to give it a shot, is to try it, try that thing. And I've already done an episode on why I think doing new things in life is the key to progressing. So I won't talk about that because I've done that. But rather, I want to talk about how realizing that you don't know what you don't know, how realizing that is the key to not having to ask yourself a question like, what if? What if I had tried that thing? What if I'm really good at this thing, but I never gave it a shot? What if I settled? What if I didn't challenge myself? That is a question that I personally don't want to look back and have to ask myself. Because as I say in pretty much every single episode, I'm on a mission to live life with as few regrets as humanly possible. Regrets related to things that I don't do. And it's my mission to help you do the same to the best of my ability. And like I said, this is all within the larger context of figuring out what the heck it is that I'm good at in life, you know, because I realize that you can't think yourself into being good at something. You can't think yourself into figuring out your passion or your purpose. That only comes from trying. And again, you don't know what you don't know. And I've been getting a lot of really amazing questions and having great conversations with you all on Instagram. So definitely keep them coming at case.canny. But it really kind of made me realize this further. Someone asked me the other day something to the extent of, you know, how do I not be so nervous when I go on a date? And I'm laughing because I know myself pretty well here, and I don't know why people think I'm necessarily qualified to answer questions like this. I think I'm more like in super bad. I'll be like, it's 10:33. And then walk away. But I get questions like that, or questions like, how do I become more confident? How do I figure out my passion? How do I get over a bad breakup? Things like that. And my answer to all those questions is always the same thing every time. It's that you can't think yourself into discovering things about yourself. You can't think yourself into improving an aspect of your personality. I really believe that. I've proven that myself. Yes, obviously, I stand by the fact that mindset is everything. Obviously, I believe that, but it's just that. Mindset is just that. It's a way to get your mind right. But from there, again, it's still you don't know what you don't know. And to figure that out, you have to take action. So it's mindset and then action. And that it's that idea that really leads me in life. And I'm probably going to talk a lot about myself more than I normally do in this episode, but that's really, again, my only perspective here. So that's what I lead with. But this idea of realizing that I don't know what I don't know, it's really fired me up to a great extent the past couple of years. It's led me to say yes a lot more than I would before, for sure, certainly. It's also led me to seek out and try new things proactively, purposefully, intentionally on my own. For example, something recent in my life, I've always really been intrigued by the stock market, you know, swing trading, day trading, that kind of thing. And I got the idea from my brother. He's like Rain Man with this stuff. He day trades natural gas futures based on meteorology, climatology trends. He's a huge brainiac. But me, on the other hand, I've always kind of stayed on the sidelines and just wondered. I've always wondered, you know, I wonder if I would be good at that. It seems complicated, but I'm good at seeing patterns. So maybe I would be, but nah, you know. But again, now it really bothers me that I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know what I don't know. It bothers me that I could be good at trading. So yesterday I invested in a couple courses and I'm learning it right now. At first glance, I don't think I'm going to be great. I'm not going to lie. but I want to find out. And I'll figure it out pretty quickly. But, you know, it's that kind of thought process that I don't know what I don't know that has driven me to try a lot of different things over the past couple of years. Wrote down a couple of examples. Barry's Boot Camp. Nope, definitely not my thing. Learned that. Playing basketball. Also not my thing. More of a sit on the bench, you nerd kind of guy, apparently. Sales, though. Yes, that's my thing. Learn that. Languages. Definitely, yes. I've learned Chinese, Mandarin, Arabic, Urdu. Great at languages, randomly. Traveling alone. Yes. Didn't know that until I tried it. It's amazing. I love it. Cooking. Nope. Not good at it. Don't want to. Microwave for life. And then, oh yeah, Little Spoon. Hell yeah. Didn't know that until I tried it. Now it's a Little Spoon for life. But the point is, I didn't know what I didn't know until I tried those things. And it's as simple as that. And obviously, those are silly little things I'm just using to be a little bit more entertaining than normal. But I think it's a pretty fundamental mindset that leads to some very serious action taking, which I think is absolutely essential to growth. If I truly want to get to know myself fully and what I'm capable of, it requires that action. And as I've said, you know, not knowing what I'm capable of, that's kind of a big fear of mine, vulnerably speaking here, not realizing my potential until it's too late in life to maybe do anything about it. That's a big fear of mine. Now, obviously, I don't think it's ever too late to switch things up or change. In fact, that was the topic of last episode, but that becomes challenging as you get older. If I were to finally get around to adopting this mindset that I'm describing here when I turned 45, and then and only then started trying new things and discovering new skills to really recognize that I don't know what I don't know, I feel like that I wasted a lot of opportunity in my 20s and 30s just being comfortable and just thinking about things instead of acting. You know, nah, I don't want that. I want to know what I don't know. And I'm hungry for that, really hungry for that. It's kind of like my own personal FOMO, not fear of missing out in the traditional sense, missing out on what other people are doing or saying or any kind of bullshit pressure there, but rather it's my own fear of missing out on myself, fear of missing out on things that I'm potentially good at, great at, passionate about, inspired by. You know, that's the FOMO I'm referring to here. You could probably relate to that, I would guess. I don't think I'm alone here. If you're listening and maybe you feel a little bit adrift in life, in your career, whatever, personally, business, career, anything, wondering if you'll ever find that thing that makes you eager to get up each day, whether that's personal, career, business, creative, art, music, whatever. You know, if you feel that way and you're frustrated by that feeling of not knowing, I think you should realize that you don't know what you don't know, and then recognize that the only way to figure that out is to try new things. And I'm not all saying that all of a sudden you need to pick up a dozen new hobbies or anything like that. I've learned actually that you can do this pretty fast, pretty efficiently. You'll know pretty quickly, I've found, if you're going to be passionate about something, if you're going to be somewhat engaged by it such that you want to be good at it. You'll know pretty fast if that thing lights a spark for you. And then, yeah, then you could decide what you want to do next. But to know what you don't know, to figure that out, you have to say yes and you have to try that thing. You know, try learning about trading stocks, try starting a podcast, try cooking for friends, try learning a new language, learning to code. Try. And it's definitely something that I found you sometimes at the beginning, at least, you kind of have to force yourself to do. It's not easy because, as I always say, it's so much more comfortable to be comfortable. Really is. It's comfortable to do what you're good at, to do what's expected of you, to do what is and has always been part of your routine. That's easy. That's comfortable. It's not easy. It's not comfortable to push yourself to say yes and try new things. But personally, I've made it easier for myself, and I think I could help you as well just by getting my head right, by acknowledging that sense of personal FOMO and just frankly letting it ride, letting it sit there, letting it inspire me. It works for me, again, because I'm just hungry to know everything there is to know about myself. You know, it works for me to be like, I don't know if I have the energy to try that or say yes to that thing. But then that little voice in my head says, what if? You know, what if this is a moment that will come to define you, because you might discover that this is that thing, that one thing. That question lights a fire under me and just really forces me to act. I act small. I learn quick. And if it's not for me, it's no time wasted and on to the next yes. You know, I've unearthed so many things about myself when I kind of force myself to discover, again, that I don't know what I don't know. Example, if you listen regularly, you know I still work a day job in Chicago. It's a sales role working with large brands, large agencies, and advertising. And part of that is forming really close relationships with my clients. And I do these coffee, they call them coffee hours, every week in Chicago, usually at a Starbucks. Well, I'll just camp out there, tell my clients to swing by over a certain hour, and I'll grab them coffee. And my job is pretty much solely to get to know these people, to be entertaining, and kind of just to schmooze my face off, honestly. It's pretty much an introvert's worst nightmare. And before I started doing these things, I used to see other salespeople do them. And I'd be just like, that man, that is my worst nightmare. I assumed, first of all, that I'd be horrible at it, that I despise it, and that honestly, it would just kind of be the end of the world. That was my assumption. But, you know, I forced myself to do it, to start it. And you know what? I think I'm pretty good at them. I have a lot of fun. I schmooze. I small talk. I tell bad jokes. It works. It's great. And that came when I decided that I just frankly, I didn't know. I didn't know what I didn't know. And I gave it a shot. And I think that right there, simple, silly example, but that's the mentality to have in life towards everything. Anything that you consider, anything that you've thought about, you know, recognize, maybe take your ego aside, recognize that you can't possibly know everything there is to know about yourself, what you might like, what you might be good at, what might surprise you and just genuinely inspire you or light a fire in you. You know, how could you possibly know that? There's so much of the world to explore, things to do, things to see, to touch, to try, to eat, everything. And you can read and you can watch and you can listen to all the things and people and videos and podcasts you want. And I think that's a fantastic way to get perspective in life, but that'll just help narrow your focus a bit. From there, it won't get you all the way. You have to act. You have to say yes. You have to try new things. And you have to do it for the right reason, not so you can just check off things from a list, but so you can look yourself in the mirror at night and say that you're trying to understand yourself, that you're trying to make yourself complete, to test yourself, to challenge yourself. And I think if you can look yourself in the mirror and say that, I don't think you can help but be happy, but live a thrilling and just exciting life, because you'll learn so much more about yourself than if you just try to think yourself into improving or think yourself into finding a passion or purpose or hobby or whatever. Action trumps everything in this context. And again, it doesn't have to be massive. It can be as simple as saying yes when asked to do something new, when asked to do something that seems out of your comfort zone, to say yes to other people, and of course, to say yes to yourself when you wonder to yourself, what if? What if I might be good at this thing? What if I might like this? What if this might randomly really speak to me? I think if you find yourself wondering that question, just say yes and find out. It's not a commitment. Just try. And when you do that, I've found a nice little added bonus here is that you like yourself more. And that's a good thing, right? You like yourself more because you're leaving no stone unturned. You're not settling. You're not backing down. You're not leaving yourself frustrated or kind of unfulfilled. You're chasing opportunity. You're learning about yourself. And that's always a reason to just love yourself, to like yourself even more, to be happy with yourself. So to end here, I want this to be short. If there's anything you've ever thought about, if there's something you saw that you were like, oh, that's interesting, something that piqued your interest even for just a minute, I'd encourage you to give it a second look and give it a shot if you can. It could be anything that's, it could just be silly, anything that had you saying, I wonder if I'd be good at drawing cartoons, at producing music, at blogging, at CrossFit, at stand-up comedy, at doing magic tricks, whatever, anything. I say that you should just give it a shot. Just try it. Again, no commitment. Just give it a shot because you don't know what you don't know. And you're the only one, really, who can figure those things out for yourself and what they might mean to you. And to me, that right there, that's the purpose of your life, to figure those things out and to enjoy the journey as you do. So that's it. I'll end it right there. Short and sweet. Hope you found this valuable or entertaining or something. I really do appreciate all your support, all your messages, all your sharing of the podcast, ratings and reviews. It really does mean the world to me. So shoot me a DM on Instagram. Let me know what you think at case.kenny. So until next episode, I'm out.